SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 50 years since Swedish group ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest. The 50th anniversary of their victory is especially significant because the competition has now returned to the shores of Sweden. This year's contest will be held in the southern city of Malmö, and in honour of the occasion, the city is hosting an experience that's dedicated especially to the supergroup. Mia Sigolson is the general manager of Polar Music.
So we are showcasing every part of the ABBA world right now. So we work closely together. So this is an opportunity for us to show all the fans what we're doing. You can see actually Benny's boots that he wore on stage when they won with Waterloo. And you can also see the original costumes from ABBA Voyage, the Dolce & Gabbana costumes. And you can also see parts from Mamma Mia shows and yeah, bits and pieces.
Mia says ABBA is always a popular draw card.
Wherever we do something with ABBA, it turns, you know, people from all over the world turns up, from Australia, Mexico, Brazil, Germany, everywhere, and the Englishmen, of course. So this is great. You know, they connect the fans all over the world.
The Eurovision Song Contest itself is also naturally drawing plenty of attention. Malmö is Sweden's third largest city and has a large Muslim population. Malmö resident Olmar Kadura says much of the attention is already on Israeli contestant Eden Golan, with some locals preparing to protest her presence in the competition.
The feeling regarding Israel's participation in the Eurovision competition, it's a very difficult feeling, with a number of layers, including a feeling of anger, of sadness, a feeling of injustice, and a lack of humanity within the European societies and societies in general around the world.
Malmö Police Chief Petra Stenkula says there'll be heightened security, not just because of the planned Israel demonstrations, but because of the new geopolitical climate Sweden has been in ever since it joined NATO.
The situation around the world is complex, and also the security for Sweden is different. But we've lived with this last year and a couple of years now, and we are ready for anything that can happen. But we hope this will be a music party, and the police will look forward to it.
Also preparing for Eurovision is Ukraine's entrance, female duo of rapper Aliona Aliona and singer Jerry Hale. Ukraine has long used Eurovision as a form of cultural diplomacy, a way of showing the world the country's unique sound and style. This year, their entry is joining with charity fundraising platform United 24 to raise money to rebuild a school in the village of Velika Kostromka in southern Ukraine that was destroyed by a Russian rocket in October 2022. Jerry Hale says that makes their presence even more significant.
We need to be visible for the world. We need to show that even now during the war, our culture is developing, and that Ukrainian music is something waiting for the world to be discovered still.
Also preparing for Eurovision is the Australian duo Electric Fields, comprised of Zachariah Fielding and Michael Ross. Their song is a unique blend of Aboriginal culture, electronica and soul. And Zachariah says they cannot wait to take the stage.
Really exciting for the Yankunjara language to be and it's only one word, and it means a lot. And I just think that it's the song in itself is just so special. We're going to dominate and play with the energy of oneness and togetherness. Australia is already like a Eurovision of itself, you know, like this is a very multicultural country. And we also, as black followers, saying we got something to contribute as well.
Ebba Adilson is the executive producer of the Eurovision Song Contest for Swedish broadcaster SVT. She also hopes the music will be something that brings everyone together.
Well, you can expect three fantastic shows during our show week in May. This is just something very special, having people from 84 countries coming to Malmö and coming to Sweden to celebrate all this. And this is my focus, and I really hope that people will feel this and be united by music, this strong feeling this week.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.